Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for joining me for Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I'm your host, Dr. Angela Chester. Today, we are talking to author Anthony Page about his book, Silence of the Lad, Why Men Stop Talking. So I'm really excited to bring him on and talk to him about this book. Now, I have had the privilege of speaking with Anthony about his a radio show, Daily Spark with Dr. Angela. So I'm really excited to be able to introduce him to this podcast. Hello, good morning, Anthony. Thank you for joining me here on Modern Living with Dr. Angela.
Good morning, Dr. Angela. Glad to be on.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now we are going to jump right in. Now I have to ask you about the title of your book, Silence of the Lad, Why Men Stop Talking. That is a curious title for me. I have to admit, if I was perusing the aisles at my local Barnes and Noble here, I would definitely pick that up and say, curious, tell me more. So I have to ask you, why that title? What sparked you to say this is the appropriate name for this work?
Well, interesting, Dr. Angela. What the book was prompted from my own personal experience and my relationship with my ex-wife and my silence. And it just caused me to look at how I grew up and the men in my life, my father, my brother, my uncle, so forth and so on. And I posed the question, you know, why are we silent? Why are we absent, seemingly? Why are we not engaged in our relationships in our community as men, and specifically African-American men, black men? And what is the cause of that? And it caused me to do some research and go back to the book of Genesis chapter 3, where our silence actually begins. Looking at the story of Adam and Eve, and when Eve was approached by the serpent, and Adam was silent. Mm-hmm. Why was he silent? And so that's where I started my research and came up with some interesting information to answer the question as to silence of the lad. Why are men silent?
I love that. And you are so right, because I hope I'm not going to spill too much of the tea here. In women's ministry, in women's groups, you know, women do ask that question, you know, and it's like you want us to feel a particular way about our men folk, but why didn't Adam speak up for Eve? He should have said, you know, listen here, snake, get out of this garden, you know, not my wife, you know, so you are so right. It is a place where people start to contemplate the dynamic and the roles of who we are as human beings. So you are so right there. Now you hit another nail on the head, and that is many times men feel that they have been silenced as little boys, and that silence mm-hmm. transfers over into adulthood and many times into their relationships. With that being said, how does a man's silence impact his relationship with his children? Is that something that you discuss in the book?
Absolutely, it is, and I deal with it in two chapters. Chapter 3, where we talk about the power of your voice, and chapter 6, where we talk about fathers and mentors. And oftentimes, Dr. Angela, what happens as we grow up, little boys into young men, young adults, older men, or whatever the case may be, oftentimes our voice is silent because we are told that if we express our feelings, it is a sign of weakness. Mm-hmm. And so subconsciously what happens, you learn to not express how you feel. And so what happens is the women in our lives, the children in our lives end up getting the brunt of that. And so when asked, how do we feel? Oh, I'm fine. What's wrong? Mm-hmm. Nothing. I'm good. Or we nod. And oftentimes that leaves the women in our lives, the children in our lives, feeling like we are not engaged, like we're not expressive, like we don't express ourselves. And it mm-hmm. doesn't mean that we don't desire to express ourselves. We just haven't had a model as to how to express ourselves.
And that is such an important word that you said there, and that is that model, that person to, as children in particular, to look up to be able to emulate and say, okay, so this is how it's done. Because we realize that, sure, children listen to what we say. They do listen, but they watch us so much more, mm-hmm. and how we interact with others becomes important. We could tell that even, you know, woman to woman, you know, a child may throw a little shade when they shouldn't because their mother has said something, you know, disparagingly against that person. So you are so right there, having that model. Now I'm going to put a little disclaimer in here. I'm going to ask you this question, but I do not expect for you to give the total full and complete answer. Why? Y'all know what I'm going to say, because I want you to buy the book. Buy the book and you can get the full answers to all of these. But I do want to ask about that dynamic when it comes to the girlfriend and the wife. Women many times on social media will say, if I tell you it's nothing, you have to ask me two or three more times for me to know that you can't. Honey, what's wrong? Nothing. Honey, what's wrong? Nothing. Honey, what's wrong? Okay, now I'll tell you, right? and women say that, but oftentimes men do not put those types of examples out there of how to really get them to talk. So when it comes to that that relationship, what are some of the things that you mentioned there so that wives and girlfriends can better understand what the silence of their men means?
That's a very, very good question, Dr. Angela. And one of the things I address, women, I don't always think they understand their power. And again, I deal with this in the power of your voice. Mm-hmm. Women have the ability to create an environment for that man where he feels safe. No matter what size a man is, what age he is, if a man feels safe, he will express himself. He will share his voice. He will share his thoughts. And I deal with in the book how women can create an environment where they learn to listen. Statistics often, I've read some statistics where it talks about women use many more words than men.
Mm-hmm.
And often that is because women talk more than we do. And when we want to express ourselves, we are either ridiculed, we're either judged, we're either, well, you don't really feel that. And so what a man does in order for him to feel safe, he shuts his voice down.
Mm-hmm.
But get this, Dr. Angela, he may shut his voice down to his woman, but on the basketball court, in the gym, you know, in a men's gathering, it's a totally different dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
And why is that? It's because of the man feeling safe, feeling valued, feeling that he won't be judged if he shares what he feels.
Mm-hmm. You are so right there. I do not disagree with you at all. And I find that that women have of course, we use more words. That is how we process. That is how we come to our conclusion, right? We throw things out. We use our fellow women as sounding boards. We gather the committee, right? When things need to be determined, we gather our committee of fellow women. You are so right there. And I have even talked to other women and said that we need to stop that tradition, if you will, of not allowing our boys to speak up and to speak out, that we need to stop trying to protect them from themselves and allow them to use all of the words that we can give to them. I know that I did not raise my son the way that a lot of traditional people do. If he said something that was a little different than what I wanted, I used to say, okay, present your case, change my mind.
Wow.
You know,
that's
talk
good.
To me. And in doing that, it taught him how to dig deep for the right words. So now he's an expressive young man, you know, and can tell you what's on his mind. And, you know, I find that many people, like you said, can, a lot of women in particular, can be a little off-put about that because they don't expect for him to be able to stand his ground the way that they want to stand their ground. So you are really, really onto something. Somebody's nodding their head out there going, ooh, yeah. You know, we say we want a strong man, right? We want a man that can lead, but are we raising boys that know how to step into that leadership, right? So grandmamas, it started with us, you know? So we need to watch what we're doing if we want to have these awesome men that you are talking about here. I love that. Now, in society as a whole, when we look at the various organizations and groups and associations that are out there, many times it is women that are stepping up, and people are saying, well, men don't want to be involved. But if I'm hearing what you're saying, part of that could be that they feel as though their voice isn't traditionally heard. So why should I join that organization, that group? No one's going to listen to me anyway. But I want to ask you, how do you address that issue or concern of a man's silence in his community or in society as a whole?
So I think it's very important for us as men to get involved in, you know, the boys club and different avenues where men are developing and mentoring young men. Because oftentimes a lot of stuff is not taught, it's caught.
Mm-hmm.
And you referenced something earlier that I think is so important. When other young men start seeing older black men in community involvement, in the community, working with our hands, in the community, working with, you know, giving food to the homeless shelter, things of that nature, what it does, it creates a model for our young boys.
Mm-hmm.
I think, and this is one of the things, I'm working with some local prisons here to get into the prison system and start talking about the power of your voice,
yeah.
Helping men to understand, helping young boys and teenagers to understand your voice has power. God created you with a voice which allows you to express your thoughts, your feelings, your ideas. And when that voice is silent, it's as if you don't exist.
Yeah.
And so I'm a big proponent on getting involved in community activities, getting involved in organizations where we can put our young men out front. We can provide them with skills and how to communicate. Not just how to communicate, how to write their feelings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how to interact, because mm-hmm. that's also important, you know, how mm-hmm. to interact mm-hmm. with women, how to interact with authority, with police, those kind of things. I think it's so important, and that's what we're working on currently. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I could not agree with you more. I love it, love it, love it. Now, listeners, if you want to spend more time listening to this book, you can definitely check out Daily Spark with Dr. Angela. It is episode 466. Wherever you listen to your podcast, you can also find Daily Spark with Dr. Angela, the radio show. You're looking for episode 466. And I spend much more time with pastor and author Anthony Page on his book. Now, we know that this book is available on Amazon, and of course, wherever books are sold. We have 30 seconds left. Can you tell me really briefly, if someone wants to stay in contact with you, what's the best way to do that?
Absolutely. You can reach me. I'm on all social media, Anthony Page, P-A-G-E. You can look up Face-to-Face Worship Center.
All right.
That's where the book is also produced.
All right. I love it. Thank you so much again for being a guest with me here today.
Thank you so much,
and listeners,
Dr. Angela. Take care.
Mm-hmm. And listeners, thank you for spending time with us today as well. I wish you an amazing week. May you stay in good health, and may you grab a good book and do it as we read it as well. Until next time, everyone, bye-bye for now.